Woo! I say to you today, my friends, this is a sound that will pick you up and land you in a place of euphoria.
Across Australia.
I give to you
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and Angus O'Loughlin.
Hello and welcome everybody to Weekend Breakfast. Woo! Tanya has the birthday hangover. It was your 34th yesterday.
Oh God, I sound so old.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I'm still drunk.
Bit of both. How old are you, Dylan? Dylan, you're only 28, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 29 in 2 weeks.
Mm. Are you a Scorpio or a Sagittarius?
I'm a Saggy baby. December 4th, mm-hmm. The same day as Jay-Z. Ooh.
What else is boring?
Yeah.
Oh, I love star signs so much.
Guys, just because you're over the hill and 30 plus, bro.
Hey, mate, so is most of our audience. So let's not shoot them down.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, love you all. True, good point. Writing demo.
Hey, guys, on the way, I got a story for you. Now, this story involves me being in an accidental public threesome.
Sorry?
And my girlfriend wasn't involved.
Sick.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. And I'm talking of the sexual variety.
Polyamorous is accepted well these days.
Wait to hear the story. I got it for you in the next 15 minutes. But up next, we're going to play a game where two of us are lying, one of us is telling the truth, and you've got to guess who's who.
This is Weekend Breakfast. Do you believe Dylan, Tanya, or Angus?
Yeah, we've all got a story for you, but two of them are lies, and one of them is the truth. And your job on 131060 is to tell us who is telling the truth. I'm not real good at this game. Spoiler alert.
You're not a good liar. Well,
that's a positive,
good, that's a good trait to have.
That's a
thanks, boys.
That's pretty good.
All right, so we are about to get a headline, which is one of our truths from our producer, Jane, who's in studio. From that headline, we're all going to make up a story, or two of us are. One of them would be the truth. And we're up to Jackie in Victoria. Jackie, good morning.
Morning, team. How are we?
Good. If you can quickly guess who's telling the truth, we'll give you a Natio gift pack valued at $110.
How exciting.
Okay, good
luck. You know what you could do with this, girl? You could re-gift it for Christmas and be like, look, how much money I spent on you.
Good idea.
Yeah. Or use it.
All right. Here's the headline.
I mean, either one.
Okay, so the headline is, I bumped into the Dalai Lama.
Okay, so I'm a big Dalai Lama fan, love Oprah, love a public... I do! I love public speaking and I love it when people... inspirational speaking.
What kind of open is that? Oh, I love that.
That's
awesome.
Great.
I love it. I love... Have you read his books?
Have you?
No.
Name one of them.
Okay, well, guys, mine's a lie.
It's so easy to pick a button. Once again,
Shut
you're not
up.
A great liar.
But I went to acting school.
You lost me at that. I'm a big Dalai Lama fan.
I didn't know how to start. Like he's a musician.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, big fan.
Oh, God.
Well, now it's between you two, Jackie.
I love all types of dal. They're delicious.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I love llamas.
All right.
Jackie, here's the truth. I had a very good friend of our family's. Her name is Libby, who sadly has passed away now, but I lived with her on the Sunshine Coast for a couple of years, and she was a Buddhist. And there's a place up there called Chemrezig, which is an institute up there where it's kind of like they do silent retreats, meditation. I went up there and it's incredibly beautiful. Libby asked me, will you come with me to see the Dalai Lama who's visiting the Sunshine Coast and the institute? And I said, absolutely. And he came up there. It's one of Australia's biggest Buddhist locations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. At the time, I didn't take it. I took it for granted. I was probably like 21. But I got to shake the Dalai Lama's hand. And on reflection of that, I now know how important that was. So that's a true story.
Not going to lie, that's an impressive lie.
Thank you very much. It's not
a
lie.
Oh!
That's an impressive story.
No, it was an impressive lie. Because
all right, Dylan, you go.
So I play wheelchair tennis. I started when I was about 10, 11 years old, and one of my first trips as a junior on the Junior Davis Cup team was to Buenos Aires. We were playing in Brazil, and we had a camp before that, and I was in the elevator going downstairs to check out, and I came out of the elevator, and there was a red velvet rope. And I'm pretty low in my wheelchair, not the tallest guy getting around, and I ducked under the velvet rope in my wheelchair, and I literally bumped into the ankles with my wheelchair of the Dalai Lama.
Jackie.
That's some terrible lies, guys.
Who do you believe?
Remember, if you get it right, you get the Natio gift pack. Australian owned, made gentle and effective skincare.
Come on, Jackie, you know.
Oh, the pressure's on. Okay.
Could be me.
Like Dylan has met like everyone famous, so it could be Dylan. Given the Dalai Lama, I feel like would have security around him.
So who's
going to go with Angus?
Okay, you think I'm telling the truth?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I was trying to help you,
Jackie.
It is Dylan. Oh, damn
Hey, how dare you doubt my powers, Jackie, to get close to the...
Well, this is the problem, Dylan. You do have superpowers, but I thought maybe this time you didn't.
Oh,
well,
you're a legend.
All of my story was true about Libby and the Buddhist and Clem Raising. That's all true. Oh. But I just the Dalai Lama part wasn't true. But he has been up to that institute. Unfortunately, we can't give you the Nadia gift.
Oh, can we?
Just give it to him.
Big fan of the Dalai Lama.
Oh, shut up!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I went to a men's store this week and was shocked, appalled and confused. And I will tell you why inside the next 15 minutes.
Ooh.
Now I've got a story for you and I've got a really sticky hook. I was part of a public threesome.
No.
My girlfriend was not there. Now, this is a 100% true story, and I am still a little bit rocked by it, but I think it's hilarious.
So this is a no mayonnaise, no GST story.
This is 100% legit. So last week on the show, I mentioned that in the lead up to one of my best mate's wedding, where I'm a groomsman, I am trying to lose some weight so I fit into a size smaller shirt.
And it is going well?
I've been jogging every single day. I've been doing pretty good cardio to try and drop the K's. So I've been jogging 4.5 K's through this park near my girlfriend's apartment.
Rub it in.
And so
that took me a second.
Me too. So I jogged through this very popular park in the CBD. And the thing about jogging is, especially with me, I don't know if it's anyone else, I've never talked about this with anyone, but when I go for a jog, it's kind of pushes your bowels, like, you know, all the movement. And all of a sudden, I got halfway through the park and I needed to go for number two.
Nice.
Right.
Luckily, I'm near a public restroom.
Oh, no. What's going on here?
There's a halfway point, so I stop there, stop my watch, and I, like, kind of squeeze my cheeks and walk very nimbly towards a public bathroom. Oh. There's one toilet in this old-school brick with a green swinging door public bathroom. One toilet, one cubicle. Anyway, so I go just to open it. It's like, you know, 11 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Right.
I go to open it, and it's closed, but the guy who's on the toilet or in the toilet says, "Come in." And I was like, "I'll wait."
Oh.
And he goes, "Really?" And I was like, "Come in." And I'm already like outside the toilet. So I'm standing like 5 meters away from the toilet now. And so I'm sort of watching it from like 5 meters away as a guy comes around the corner. Now, I don't want to cast aspersions or talk stereotypes, but this guy was Elton John.
Right.
Right? This guy is flair. And he comes around the corner and knocks on the bathroom door.
Oh, my God.
And so I think, well, I know that I've just been a part of what must be a sort of...
a hookup.
Grinder hookup.
Yeah.
A date where they were going to meet in this public area. And
Formula
so,
One's too expensive.
But the guy's obviously so, like, thrown by me knocking on the door and saying, "No, I'm not, whoa, no thank you." They have this small conversation. This guy, like, briskly walks out, looks at me, super red in the face, and they must start texting each other.
Yeah.
Oh!
And then they come out, remembering, I'm busting. So I'm like, "Don't be shamed. Come on out, buddy.
Yeah.
I need to get in there." A couple of minutes pass. I'm just hanging on. And he finally walks out and he just like hangs his head and they go around the corner and have their conversation. And then as I leave, I just went, "All yours now, boys."
And did they love it or did they laugh?
And they both just kind of recognised that they'd been busted in what they did not know each other in what was going to be a bit of
also,
public how's your
father. Can I just say, I feel bad for them. They had to go back into that bathroom after what you did to it.
You're right.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
It's going to be 5 minutes. I've got a bit of something I want to get off my chest. I'm not a big fan of gender reveals. I'll tell you why next.
Okay.
Something I want to get off my chest as well. My bra, it really hurts. Now,
yeah,
I went to a... Okay, so here's the deal. I've never really been shopping with Tom because he likes to go shopping himself as my boyfriend. Been together for 5 years. He had a wedding to go to. I had something else on, so I couldn't go to this particular wedding. And he, you know, one day before the wedding decided to buy an entire suit as a groomsman. So he's, you know,
well, should
definitely...
should be provided to him, but that's a different conversation.
Right. Anyway, so it was just a black suit and he needed to go buy it and he's put on some weight like me and had to go in there and get something. Like I said, really never been menswear shopping. Boys, is it normal for ties to cost $100?
You know what? I'm actually a little bit excited about this chat because we do talk a lot about, and it's fair enough too, that you know, expensive of getting ready and things like that when you go to balls.
That's the thing.
It, honestly, it's pretty exy sometimes.
I have rinsed you boys. Like, I'm like, do you know how much a fake tan costs? You get your teeth done, you're shaving your legs, your nails, your hair, your this, your that. And then I went menswear shopping and went, Tanya, you're so ignorant.
I guess
boys,
there's no...
stuff is so expensive too.
It really is, but it's a one-off purchase. Guys can get away with wearing a black suit to every wedding, whereas if you wear the same, you know, Zimmerman outfit to two events in a row, there's some sort of judgment.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But yes, welcome to the world of men's clothing. It can be quite expensive and unexpectedly.
$100 for a piece of friggin' fabric?
Yeah, you just got to go down to Tarakash, like 10 bucks.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty good. Six suits for $40 at YD.
You know what? This sounds
crazy. I used to do it legit. I used to shop there like, ready, not all formal.
You go past Tarakash and meantime, what do you want, mate? Oh, can I get a suit? Yeah, you can get six suits for $50.
Where are you going, bro? Are you going to go to the formal tonight?
Spring racing sale. 12 suits, $2.
Well, I'm glad we've talked about menswear. I've got to stay in my lane.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Happy birthday for yesterday, Tanya. Yeah. The present from Dylan and myself is to tell everybody as a plug that your makeup line is now out at Priceline exclusively. Go get it. If you can, it's sold out online.
How good is that? Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you guys about this. Maybe I'm out of the loop, but has gender reveals always been a thing?
No.
Or has that just come on board?
Nah, social media made it a thing.
So, but do you not think it's super weird in a time where we're talking about non-binary and people not wanting to identify as either, that a gender reveal has actually come into its own? It's actually quite interesting.
Don't you gender the child.
Yeah.
But you also, don't know that child appreciates blue.
Spheres.
Like, also, if I get invited to a gender reveal party, I'd be like, who gives a shit? As long as
why
the baby's healthy.
Why do you have another party? Yeah. It's like,
you know what I mean? And they invite people over. And people are getting pretty crazy online, you know, especially social media influencers to try and, you know, tell ways this happens.
As well.
So there's a YouTube and Instagram comedian called Paige Jin. She was lying naked on the ground and you're like, what is she doing? And then she did a little pop-off, a little fart.
This.
The powder, Tanya likes it, obviously. She's lost it.
It was so funny. Right,
the powder was blue. So she was having a boy. Just a little pop-off for a gender reveal.
It's pretty filth, isn't it?
It's getting pretty gnarly. Like,
rank.
I've got two stories this week. Are you going to get into these ones?
Yeah. So one guy, a family, they wanted to do these fires, like a fire that was going to have a blue flame or a pink flame. And they started like an 8-hectare wildfire.
That's
so the whole property on fire accidentally, obviously.
Of course.
Somebody made a pipe bomb that they were setting up in the ground and it exploded and they died.
Yeah, so it hit the grandma.
Hit the grandma.
What?
Yeah, blew up and she died.
Yeah, so it was meant to blow up into the colour like an explosion, but part of the shrapnel hit the grandma and killed her.
And died.
But did you hear about the guy who died in the plane as well, the crop dusting plane?
Another one.
A guy with a crop duster was meant to let off the, do you know how they have those kind of trail
like
behind
the smoke bomby type thing.
Yeah, behind him. And he crashed into the paddock and died.
Who cares? The baby's going to be born in 2 months anyway.
Do you know what I love? Finding out the gender.
Same. I don't want to
know. Yeah, puppy surprise. It's like, what am I going to get?
And then you just get some neutral colours, a little bit of pink, a little bit of blue, and then the baby's born. You see what you have.
Don't talk about colours and put it into genders, mate. Just go with your nice yellow wall.
Yeah, get a yellow, get a white.
Egg yolk yellow. Yuck. Ooey, I don't want to sleep in that.
Yeah, mate, they've gone too far.
Yeah.
After hearing about the plane, I'm like, yeah, I reckon the fart's nice.
Yeah, I don't mind a pop-off.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
And I told you guys a little bit about this off-air on Saturday after the show, but I need to delve into this further because I'm a bit furious about it. Mm-hmm. Kind of comes down to, I guess, the banner of intellectual property.
Oh, yeah, I've had mine stolen many a time.
Right, it's not great. Yeah. So you have an idea, you go to turn it into something and someone maybe beats you to it, they find out your idea and take the patent out on it, whatever it is.
I was thinking about making some gluttonous makeup, like bread flavoured.
Gluttonous.
And absolutely sharked by my makeup.
Pipped at the post.
Pipped.
This week it happened to me. Let me ask you guys some questions on how you would react and then I'll tell you how I did. What would you guys do if someone stole your idea and profited off it?
I'd be flat. I'd talk to them about it.
Yeah. You would have the conversation?
Oh, yeah.
You confront them?
I would not be flat. I'd be irate, irrational.
I'd be like, mate, that's ours. I had that.
Okay. So what
I'd action? Be like lawyering up.
What course of action would you take?
I've got a few friends who are lawyers, so I get them cheap.
No, I'd chat first. I'd mediate,
putting money.
I'd negotiate first before I lawyered up.
Interesting. Could you remain friends with that person?
Depends.
I don't know. The problem with this is, it happened to me this week as well. I made some content I made on Instagram.
Oh, really? Because that's what I'm talking about,
no
Dylan.
Way. Oh!
I did an Instagram post during the week, everybody, and it sounded like this.
All right, so I'm Fat Man Scoop. He's at the radio station today. He's in Australia for R&B Fridays Live. I'd hate myself if I didn't try this. And I promise you, I'm actually nervous. I didn't rehearse this, if it works. Fat Man Scoop!
Yes.
Crooklyn Clan.
Yes.
I just wanted you to go Crooklyn Clan.
Crooklyn Clan!
So Fat Man Scoop was performing on the world famous rooftop.
Yeah.
I
so
walked
funny,
into the green room and I had just my camera went, Fat Man Scoop! Hope you go Crooklyn Clan! And he went, right. Yes. And I went, funny. And I went back and I showed Dylan that, who was hosting the rooftop. And he goes,
hang on.
Oh!
Hang on, wait.
Oh!
You got the order wrong.
Mate!
Order
that
wrong.
Is, oh!
Order wrong.
That is the funniest, oh! Oh, man, that on. Is. That's hilarious! Now, the funniest thing, bro.
Now you know you're, everyone knows you're lying because you just overplayed that.
That's right. How you reacted.
So wait, what happened? What happened then?
I'm like, oh, cool, put that up. Had a couple of funny comments, a couple of funny DMs. Fat Man Scoop hit me up. He's like, bro, you got to tag me in that.
Why,
like,
are we
oh,
wasting,
so
why are we wasting a break on this live from Angus?
And then
what happened?
The next day, 24 hours later, a post came up. But it was from the previous day. It was filmed after I had shown one Dylan Allcott the video. Because I've done my research.
How do you know?
And this is Dylan Allcott's Instagram this week.
Fat Man Scoop. Crook McClan.
So did it.
Okay, Dylan, what are you doing?
Why are you believing Angus's side?
I don't know, actually.
Are you going to try and dispute the order of
I did
events?
See his first.
Yeah, because I just didn't put it up because I was working on the rooftop.
Do you want to show? Do you want to get your library up and show what time they were filmed?
Yeah, no, I just want to see how many views you got.
Can I say, both of them were very good.
How many views did you get?
It doesn't matter.
I just want to know, out of curiosity.
It doesn't matter.
I preferred Angus's.
Yeah, so did I. Angus's was great. I agree.
Angus_OL to check out the original
at
and
Dylan
the best.
Dylan Allcott.
Weekend Breakfast.
Doesn't matter
Dylan
if you're first, as long as you're the best.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I got hooked in The Bachelorette. I'm just going to say it up front.
Mate, those last two episodes were so good.
You're a huge fan of Angie Kent this year, Tanya.
Love her.
She's good.
She is
good talent. She's going to land, not that she's already on her feet, but she's going to land on her feet. She's very good, isn't she? Oh,
okay. She's fabulous. She's real. She's authentic. And you know what? Those last two episodes, she had her heart on her sleeve.
She
and it's
was,
actually really refreshing to see someone authentically and organically feel their feelings in that complicated environment.
And you felt bad for her, didn't you? Like, you were happy for her that she did well. However, the person that you felt the worst for was our guy, Tim, after this happened.
I do feel like you're my soulmate. Yep. I do. But I think a part of me...
Don't cry. Do not cry. Hey. Don't cry.
No.
Yes, don't cry. Don't cry. You're too good.
I love Carlin. If I could pick anyone to treat you like you deserve to be treated, it's him. And please don't be sad.
Took it well, didn't he?
I only watched
the punky edits.
That line,
which is really funny.
Oh yeah, good. That line was like, "You're my soulmate," but I think she was about to say, "But soulmate as a friend" or something like that. Brutal.
But also, like, it's when you are breaking up with someone and then them say, "If I could pick anybody else for you to be Carlin," like, it's like,
yeah, he was great.
He made it so much harder for her, but he is such a beautiful person. Like, in that moment, it was unbelievable television.
Also, shout out to Carlin who won and Angie. I hope they're really
happy. God, he's hot.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. I actually wrote a tweet in the lead-up, though, saying that if Tim was to lose, I would get up and walk out of my lounge room, and then I was so sure he was going to win, and then he lost. So I can walk now. Cured. Shout out to The Bachelorette.
Cured.
Doing cures forever. However, I want to know on 13 10 60, because that was a brutal rejection.
Always are.
And a public one. Mm. And I want to know on 13 10 60 some of your brutal rejections, because somebody started a Twitter thread about this after the show. One of them was here, one time a super charming guy I had a crush on took me out for dinner, invited me to a swanky gala, had me over Thanksgiving, and then introduced me to his buddy as the girl I wish was my sister.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
I've got a great brutal rejection.
That's worse than friend.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
I had a girlfriend that I dated for a long time. And we broke up, but we were getting back together. So we were in the process of getting back together.
I know the story.
When I walked past a magazine stand at Woolworths on the Sunshine Coast, I still remember it, and she was on the front page of Who magazine with her new boyfriend.
Yep. Brutal.
Pretty tough. That was a brutal rejection, because I was like, brutal. I was texting you yesterday about flying to Sydney to say hello.
Hit us up, 13 10 60. Want to get your stories up next.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We're talking about brutal rejections on 13 10 60 after Tim with two M's, from The Bachelor was rejected. Not rejected, it's a harsh word, but was not chosen on The Bachelorette. Angie chose Carlin. Hope they have a very, very beautiful life together. However, Tim was a good bloke, and the way that he handled it was really nice. But it was a brutal rejection, and we want to find out what yours are. However, I've been brutally rejected.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember I was really vibing this chick once, and I was, you know, flirting with her. I'm like, I'm in here. And then she's like, man, you'd be really hot if you weren't in a wheelchair.
Oh! How long ago was that?
I would have been 22, maybe 6 years.
That's
ago.
Horrendous. What did you say back?
I was like, well, you
she's,
are.
But she's honest.
Absolute flog. Yeah, I was pretty. No. I was like, yeah.
On reflection, at least she's honest here.
Yeah.
No. That's
better
yuck,
than you to walk
yuck
away
person.
Thinking. No. You
can't say that.
Wouldn't you prefer that than
yeah,
rather
straight up
go,
rather than
you know,
pursue.
Oh, your personality's bad and lying to you, and then yeah. you actually think it's something you can control.
I also, joking, I get this. I've got this a few times. Man, you're good looking for a guy in a wheelchair. That's a backhand.
Yeah,
compliment.
But I get you're good looking for a fat chick. You
yeah,
know what I mean? It's like I get it all the time. And when I was single, it was like, oh, I'd give you my number, but you're a bit fat. And I'm like,
who the hell said that?
God. Yeah,
you punch him in the head?
Nah, because when you're chubby, you're sort of used to it.
That's the most brutal rejection of the list.
Of
that's happened to me constantly.
Oh, my God.
I'm not into that. Yeah. If that ever happens again, Tanya, you call me.
Or right? like, I'm into smaller chicks, or your boobs are too big, or your hairs, you know, I don't like your hair. You know, like, boys, I swear,
guys need to have better attitudes.
Is that a thing, boobs too big?
I've been told my boobs are too big. Yeah.
Yeah, Tanya.
And they are. And they
Tanya
hurt.
Just gave us a side on profile
you did,
of it.
Tanya just went full boobs. Look at her.
It's a double.
Full boobs.
It's a double A. It's three handfuls each.
Let's go to Danielle and Canberra. We're talking brutal rejections after Tim from The Bachelorette took a brutal rejection quite well.
So I was dating this guy for maybe like, oh, we've seen each other for probably like 2 months or something. We'd been on dates, hanging out, and I'd like even met some of his friends and he'd met mine. And then one day he was just like, oh, I don't think this is working. Like, you know, you're like great, but I don't really want a girlfriend right now. Like, I don't want to be committed to anyone. I just want to be single. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. like, okay, whatever. Week later, one of my friends sent me a screenshot. He was in a relationship on Facebook.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yucky.
That's tough.
Ouch.
A little tough.
Yeah. Are they still together, Danielle?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, stuff.
We're off them. We hate them.
It doesn't mean them. Yeah. All right, there's some brutal rejections. I will lighten the mood up next, though. We've got a game, and it's a music show. We're going to do like our very own version of
Top of the Pops.
Yeah, sure. We'll do that after this.
Hey, well, are we comparing ourselves to Top of the Pops?
Yeah, I'm the new Molly Meldrum.
Okay. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Well, someone said to me, who were the big artists of the last decade? Because we're obviously coming towards the end of the year, new year. It's going to be 2020, so this is, you know, mm-hmm. a decade done. And I was like, who are the big artists from the last
you
decade?
Know
the no, but I was artists. Like, Gaga. Then I was like, nope, that's, she was like 2007.
Cardi B.
Who else, though?
Ariana Grande.
Like, no, she was the decade
no,
before.
Okay.
Oh, she was too.
Well, that's what we're doing. So I'm going to play you some.
Good setup.
I'm going to play
like
a
it.
Bit of a game here, right? And you can play along in your car. You're not going to have to guess what year the song was released, but what decade? Was it 2000 to 2010, or was it 2010 to nearly 2020?
Because I reckon this decade is a weird one. This last one is a strange one. Because we all know the 80s. We all know the 90s.
Mm-hmm. I tell you why.
These last two decades are really hard to define.
I think it also is how much time you have to commit to understanding it. So because you, when you're younger, you don't have a job, you don't do anything, you're more invested
so
in the music.
So true.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well,
I'm
see.
Interested to play this game, Gussie.
All right. Well, I've got a bunch of music. Dylan, you've got a bit more music knowledge. You're a host of a TV show on ABC called The Set. But Tanya, you're going to answer first, and then we'll Dylan. I will answer second and see if he can get it right as well.
He's going to kill it.
No, I'm not that good.
From Foster to the people. I love this song. Pumped this Up Kicks. Now, Tanya, is this in the decade of 2000 to 2010 or is it 2011 to 2020?
2011 to 2020.
Dylan?
I'll be like around 09, 010.
Tanya, you are incorrect. Dylan, you're right.
Thank
it
you.
Was 2010 on the dot.
Boom.
Ugh.
That's a tough one, though.
No, I'm doing a flex.
Because I am kind of hanging around those end of the decade, start of the
right.
decade kind of things.
That's good, though. That's
if
good
I
game.
Was to say Cardi B, you'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, what about Tones and I?
Oh, yeah, exactly right.
This decade.
Great song.
2013.
2012.
You are both correct. It was 2011. Ooh. All right, yeah. Guess the decade of
this, is a good game.
This track.
Last decade.
Okay. What
2010.
Year?
2006.
Well, that's...
No, sorry, 2006.
2007.
That is 2001.
Yeah, old school, yeah.
Right. Old school, Missy Elliott, but you are both correct.
Yeah.
Last decade.
Dylan?
2000...
Huge.
Tough one.
No, this decade. 2011.
Nah.
We said last decade, Tanya. What are you going for?
Oh, Angus, I'm real confused. I'm not good with numbers.
Is it 2000 or 2010 or 2011?
Tanya said last decade. I'll go this decade as a tiebreaker.
Last decade.
For the purpose of the game, Dylan Orcott.
Yeah!
2012.
Thank you.
There you go. It's weekend breakfast.
I just turned 50 yesterday, so I'm very confused.
This is weekend breakfast.
Guys, what do you like to do to take care of yourself? Bit of you time, bit of pamper time. How do you take care of you?
I like resting, but I also like going to the gym at the moment, looking after myself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Turn I like a face mask.
Okay.
Or any sort of face, like anything I can put on my face.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll tell you what else I enjoy also. Just having a beer, like relaxing.
Yeah,
you know
that's
I mean?
A nice thing. Just
like
to
people underestimate that. Yep. Like especially when you just want to relax, you know.
I think self care is really different for men.
I did some self care this weekend thanks to my girlfriend. She thinks I can't switch off. She wants me to start to learn to switch off more. Like when we go to bed, I listen to things on my phone, so I can't go to sleep in silence. So I'll have like Jimmy Carr's comedy routine.
No way.
Or like
not like the car map, like actual content.
Yeah, like content, not really? Like raindrops on the roof. I'll have like Ricky Gervais's Humanity playing in the background.
You're a weirdo.
With your eyes shut.
Yeah, I go to sleep to that, like, you know, Dave Chappelle's Sticks and Stones on Netflix or something. And I'll just listen.
Is that legit? That's really weird. I like
weird.
It.
Weird.
Yeah.
Like audio I have to. Or video?
Audio. Always. Not just audio.
What?
It'll be a video, but it'll just be on the, you know,
is she like turning
the crap
off or is she?
She's kind of got used to it. But I need to switch off. And so she got me for my first deprivation float. Have you guys
done that?
Floated?
Yeah. I've been asked to float so many times and every one of my friends are the biggest ambassadors of it, but I personally haven't done it yet.
So it's 300 kilograms of Epsom salts.
People rave about these.
People
Angus.
Love them.
Oh.
And you can have the choice.
Completely black.
Yeah, or you can have the choice of mood lighting. And you can have a choice of like music you listen to. You can have somebody taking you through guided meditation. Look, for me, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was there, I don't like scary movies. I don't like being frightened. And all I could think about was this.
Well, down here.
I could just be there, floating. I'm like, do you know who else floats? The clown it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, it's really dark. He could be in the room.
Stop.
I started having those thoughts.
That's petrifying, bro.
I know, same.
So then I put the little mood lighting on. So I had some like, you know, light blues and some golden hues come through the tank. Now you can see yourself completely just floating there. The funniest thing was that I entertained myself with my penis. Because
I'm surprised you could see it.
Because it was bobbing. It was bobbing
up.
like a little boy.
Oh, because of the salt.
The salt. So it was just bobbing up like a little fish boy. Like, you know, do you know when you're watching your fish to see if it's taking a bite? Like,
you're a legend.
A very small fish.
I wish I could be like judgmental of you, but when I did that, I was playing with my boobs too.
But I still couldn't help being left with my thoughts.
Yeah.
And I wrote down the thoughts that came to me when I was in this deprivation.
That's what they recommend.
Yeah. Chicken twisties don't really taste like chicken, which is actually harder to do because everything tastes like chicken. How does a real estate company sell its office without causing confusion? How far east can you go before you're heading west? If a baby's legs pop out at 11:59 p.m, but its head doesn't come out until 12:01, what day was he or she born?
Oh my God!
When there's two people of the same sex getting married, do they both have the same bachelor or hen's party?
No.
If a stripper gets breast implants, can she wipe them off on her taxes as a business expense?
100%.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We love sharing positive energy at the Dylan, Tanya and Angus show.
Oh, we're a glass half full show.
We are glass half full. So that's why I wanted to create a little segment where I get to do this. However, last week, James, our audio producer, said, hey, bro, can you make me a really uplifting, awesome opener for Good News Deal? And this is what he dished up.
Remember, he's trying to replicate Good News Week, which was, it's Good
News Week.
And this is what he gave us.
It's Good News Deal.
He blamed a stuffy nose for that.
I know we're sharing good news and positive energy, but that's pretty bad.
We also named and shamed him first and last name and location.
Aww.
So we kind of really put it to the
poor
great
James.
Man.
Yeah.
Only a couple of years into his radio career.
And he's a lad. We love you, Jim.
Great thing. But he reckons he's come back bigger and better this year.
Oh, yes. Okay, what have we got? What have we got?
This is how we're going to now do the opener.
Yeah.
It's Good News Deal.
Much better.
Brilliant.
Much better.
There you go. Well done, James.
He nailed it.
Now, Good News Deal starts off on a bit of a negative note. But no, but obviously we
That's counterintuitive.
No, but I want to talk about it. But like, obviously, there's been some pretty devastating fires going on around Australia, and a lot of people lost their houses, their lives. And we at the Hit Network, Dylan Ten and Angus Show, want to give a special shout out to everybody that has been fighting the fires, you know, been hit by them, because it's been tough.
Can I quickly say a fact that I learnt this week? And I am paraphrasing, but it's got to be close. The Amazon fire, which the world was uproared about, right, was 64 hectares of rainforest that was on fire. Australia is currently burning 900 hectares.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Like 970,000.
Yeah, maybe it's in the thousands.
970,000.
That's like huge, I'm paraphrasing.
Huge amount, like a lot bigger. Anyway, on the back of that horrible situation, some people are doing some really good work that I want to give a little special shout out. So obviously a lot of the wildlife has been injured in these fires. So they've burnt their little paws.
Those fissions of the koalas.
And their little ears, and the koalas getting drinking the water off the fireys, who do an incredible job. How cool is this? Residents in the east coast of Queensland and New South Wales have teamed up with a not-for-profit group called Rescue Collective, and they have been knitting baby little mittens and little like hats and beanies for the burnt animals to make sure that they can survive. So they're all out in the wild, so they can walk around on the little burnt areas still. They now have these little protection mittens so they can get around.
Nice.
And you know what? In a dark time, I think it's nice to say some positive things coming out of it. So to everybody that is doing it tough, we love you heaps. If you want to donate, head to redcross.org.au. But keep supporting each other, because obviously, you know, it's a tough time. But it's so nice to hear a good story. People come
I love
together.
That. That's so lovely. People are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say one thing that I found interesting about the bushfires and the appeals that have gone with it? A lot of GoFundMe pages out there.
Yeah.
Do you know that more money has been raised, like tenfold, for koalas and wildlife than for
people?
Humans, people.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting around the koalas because they're...
Because they might not have insurance.
It's the footage that we see.
Yeah, the footage, but they also don't have insurance policies.
Oh, I don't hope that our government's going to help you. They haven't done anything this far. Good end.
Strike
Wow. Up. Hey, we'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys.
Happy birthday, Tanya, for the weekend.
Thanks, boys.
Across Australia, Weekend Breakfast. With Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and Angus O'Loughlin.